With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Striking Boeing factory workers say they're ready to hold out for a much better deal.
33,000 machinists at Boeing on strike. Another setback for the aircraft company, now facing a plane production shutdown after the union refuses the latest offer, a 25% increase over 4 years. They had asked for 40%. Worker A.J. Jones spoke from the picket line.
We deserve better, and so we're out here fighting for our families. We're fighting for decent pay.
A federal mediator now stepping in, convening talks early next week. I'm Julie Walker.
In the meantime, Air Canada and the union representing pilots coming to terms on an agreement. It is likely to prevent a shutdown of the airline. Talks between the company and the Airline Pilots Association Canada producing a tentative 4-year collective bargaining agreement. Also, at SRNnews.com, three Americans among 37 people now facing a death sentence in Congo, charged with trying to overthrow the government.
A lawyer who was present in the court proceedings spoke about the verdict. We are still disappointed with a verdict which is very severe and which did not take into account several issues. The defendants also included a Briton, Belgian, Canadian, and several Congolese. They can appeal the verdict on charges that included terrorism, murder, and criminal association. 13 people were acquitted in the trial. Around 6 people were killed in the failed coup attempt, led by the lesser-known opposition figure, Christian Malanga. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More than 40 people have drowned in a boating accident on a river in northwest Nigeria. Officials say it appears most of the victims were farmers in the region. They crossed the river there to take their produce to market every weekend. This is SRN News. Well, most South Koreans in the United States are Christians.
Asians are coming to the U.S. in large numbers, and a lot of them are from South Korea, more than 2 million of them in all. And unlike the folks back home, most of them are Christians. The Pew Research Center reports that 59% of Korean Americans are believers, versus only 32% of the population in South Korea. In fact, the majority of people in South Korea are either religiously unaffiliated or are Buddhists. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ACLU plans to spend $1.3 million on campaign advertising to defeat candidates for the Montana State Supreme Court who are pro-life or reject the LGBT agenda. That's the most the ACLU has spent on a Montana election. It's also spending a lot of money in court races in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. This is SRN News. Education has become a primary goal of artificial intelligence interest in D.C.
That's the assessment of lobbyists, members of Congress, and industry experts. AI lobbyists are casting themselves as a resource for information on the rapidly evolving industry. These lobbyists are aiming to convince Washington that the fears around AI are overblown and that the United States doesn't need to follow the European Union. The EU this year passed its first of its kind regulations.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, Congress has so far taken a rather light touch on AI, especially in this an election year. A Pennsylvania man has entered a no-contest plea to charges he killed his father and stepmother with a sword in their home 5 years ago. Court documents indicate 43-year-old LeVar Fountain entered the pleas to third-degree murder charges in court. More details at SRNnews.com.